Small and Simple Things. By small and simple things are great things brought to pass. Alma chapter 37, verse 6. Temple Spotlight. Manila, Philippines Temple. President Gordon B. Hinckley dedicated the Manila, Philippines Temple in September 1984. The beautiful six-spire building has an exterior of brilliant white ceramic tiles and is surrounded by majestic palm trees and colorful vegetation. The temple's open house was held shortly after two hurricanes ravaged the Philippines. Despite the storms, the events went on as planned. On September 3, 1984, a tour for dignitaries was held. On the following day, when the temple opened for public tours, a beautiful heavenly spectacle was unfurled over the temple, said Yovencio Iligan, executive secretary of the temple committee during its construction. The sun in all its brilliance was seen through a corona of varying colors. At one point, the center spire with the statue of the angel Moroni was seen at the center of the corona. Almost 100 people at the temple grounds attest to it. Many were in tears. Note: the Manila, Philippines Temple was the first temple built in the Philippines. Construction on the country's second temple began in 2007 in Cebu City. Entering a beautiful place. Before I became a member of the church, I lived near the Manila, Philippines Temple. Every time I passed it, I marveled at the grandeur of the beautiful edifice. I could never see the name of the church, but I had a feeling of wanting to enter that place. Years later, I went to Hawaii, where I met the missionaries and was baptized. When I returned to Manila, I was surprised to learn that the building I had long wished to enter was one I could enter if I was worthy. I was overjoyed. When I did enter the temple, I felt I was a little above the earth. Everything was beautiful, almost heavenly. I feel so blessed to have the privilege to go inside the temple. Joanna Vallejo Munda, Philippines. Feeling the spirit of the temple. When I was called to be a member of the High Council, the stake president expressed his desire for more members to go to the temple on the days assigned for our stake. Transportation was a problem, so the first thing he did was arrange for a bus to pick up the members at all the ward buildings in the stake and also bring us back when the day was over. There was another problem, however. Many mothers could not attend because they didn't have anyone to watch their children. As we discussed the possibility of having some of the young women from the stake help care for the children, I realized that we could call a stake nursery leader. I proposed the idea to the stake president. He suggested that we call new converts to serve as assistants to the nursery leader so they could feel the spirit of the temple. When these ideas were put into action, we had great stake temple attendance. Christian Robles, Chile. Church History Around the World. Greece. Grigas Pofantis and Nicholas Malavitis had been looking for religious truths for 3 years when they happened upon a newspaper article in 1898 that discussed Mormonism. They were intrigued and wrote to church headquarters to learn more. Church leaders dispatched the president of the Turkish mission to visit and teach the pair in Greece. In 1903, Nicholas Malavitis died, but 2 years later, Grigas Pofantis again wrote to church headquarters and asked to be baptized. Church leaders again sent the Turkish mission president, who baptized Brother Pofantis and 5 others, including Nicholas Malavitis' widow. The first missionaries arrived in Greece 6 months after these first baptisms, but beginning in 1909, the church suspended missionary work there for nearly 70 years, due in part to political unrest in the area. In the meantime, military personnel stationed in the area began to share the gospel with the Greek people. Still, progress was slow. When the Athens branch replaced the servicemen's church unit in 1967, church roles included 80 members in the branch, but only 8 Greeks. In 1972, Elder Gordon B. Hinckley, then a member of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, dedicated Greece for the preaching of the gospel. Since that time, several developments have encouraged church membership growth, including the publication of a Greek translation of the Book of Mormon in 1987, the creation of the Greece-Athens Mission in 1990, and the dedication of the first meeting house in Greece in 1999. Membership as of 2009, 661, districts 1, branches 5. In recent years, Mars Hill, the location of the Apostle Paul's sermon in Acts chapter 17, has been the site for testimony meetings, service projects, and celebrations of exemplary Greek citizens. End of the article, Small and Simple Things.